Hi, this is Brian Eastwood, the site editor for SearchVB.com. I am at Mix07, and I am here with Brian Goldfarb, who is the group product manager for web platform and tools. Hi, Brian. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Brian?
Okay. And we're going to talk to Brian today about Silverlight, which is one of Microsoft's newest products and one of the ones they're most excited about. So I guess the first question, Brian, is a pretty simple one. What is Silverlight?
Well, Silverlight is a cross-browser, cross-platform implementation of .NET for building and delivering rich interactive applications and media experiences on the web. And basically what that means is it comes with a full .NET programming model for building these new, really immersive video media experiences or richer applications. Like if you saw the keynote at Mix, there was an application called Top Banana, which is sort of a new video composition app, really highly interactive, incredibly performant, all because you get this lightweight plugin for the browser that comes with the full .NET.
So you mentioned the Mix07 keynote and the demo for Top Banana. I was wondering what kind of announcements Microsoft made regarding Silverlight and Mix07. I know there was quite a bit on there, so if you could just kind of give us a quick summary, that'd be great.
Yes, Mix07 was a huge show for us. Lots of really exciting things came out of the keynote and announcements. There's really sort of four major buckets to classify these things. The first is runtime. So we released a version of Silverlight 1.0 beta that comes with a Go Live license, so you can begin developing against it today and shipping it out to your customers with the Go Live license. We also released Silverlight 1.1 alpha, which is the version of Silverlight that comes with the full .NET programming model, which gives you access to C#, VB, and also dynamic languages like Python and Ruby, which you can use on the client. The second area is a set of tooling support, both tooling support for Silverlight in Visual Studio and a preview version of Expression Blend 2, which enables designers to build Silverlight applications. The third area is services. Silverlight Streaming is a service that we announced at the show that really removes the barrier to entry for dealing with this media experiences market. Video often is a very large files, high bandwidth. We handle up to 720p HD content, and those can be large. And if you get really popular, somehow you end up on the front of TechCrunch, or you get digged and you need to scale your site, that can be an issue. And so with Silverlight Streaming, it's very easy to upload your content, both WMV-based content or your Silverlight applications, into the service, and then we handle the scale for you. That's available at no cost, up to 4 gigabytes. And the last area is really the ecosystem work. And, you know, first of all, working with some amazing partners who are building great applications like Metallic, Major League Baseball, Netflix, and CBS. And I definitely encourage you to check out the keynote so you can see all of those amazing demonstrations. But also the community aspect, both around Silverlight.net, our new community site focused on building these types of applications, and also CodePlex. So we released the dynamic language runtime code and the source code to Iron Python to CodePlex on Monday. And that's a full project that you can contribute to, download the source code. It's all released under the Microsoft permissive license, which lets you pretty much do whatever you want with that source code.
Okay, so with all those announcements, that begs an obvious question. Well, now, where can I get it? So where can developers go to get this stuff and start playing with it?
Yeah, the best place to go is to www.silverlight.net. That's where you can find content, videos, documentation, examples, as well as the plugins to install into the browser to begin experiencing Silverlight applications.
Okay, Brian, that sounds great. Is there anything else you want people to know about this?
I think the key thing is just, Mix was a great show, a lot of excitement in the air, and Silverlight really is going to revolutionize the experiences that people can build in the browser. And we're just really excited to be able to take the full breadth of our .NET platform, whether it's building web applications with ASP.NET Ajax and IIS, building desktop applications with WPF, a .NET framework, and now building RIA applications using Silverlight. You can reuse the same code, you can reuse the same content, you can reuse the same skills and the tools Visual Studio and Expression Studio on this new set of technology. And we're pretty excited about what that has to offer.
All right. Well, Brian, thank you very much for your time. I know you're a very busy man at this show. So as Brian said, you can check all this information out at silverlight.net. We will definitely keep an eye on this and look forward to seeing more of these releases as they keep coming out.
Great. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. And this is Brian Eastwood, site editor, searchvb.com, signing off.